Officials with the Sudanese Red Crescent Society in South Darfur State say bodies were scattered in and around the Army's 16th Infantry Division headquarters in Niala. As-Sanusi Muhammad As-Sanusi, the health coordinator at the Sudanese Red Crescent Society in South Darfur State, says his team is preparing to collect more bodies in Niala for what he describes as a dignified manner.
We are currently within the military headquarters collecting all the dead bodies that are left lying on the ground. Our wish is that God would help us to offer this service to our late brothers.
Muhammad says most of the dead bodies are SAF soldiers who were killed on Thursday last week after the paramilitary rapid support forces, or RSF, seized control of the Army's 16th Infantry Division headquarters in Niala.
If these dead bodies are not collected urgently, it may lead to other disasters. As we are approaching summer season, there are fears that if these dead bodies remain for more days, that would create a lot of environmental and health issues in the town.
Muhammad says most of the dead bodies are in military uniform, while a few are in civilian clothes. He adds that his team could not identify some of the bodies. Isa Dafala, a volunteer with the Red Crescent Society in Niala, says his team buried some of the bodies without identifying them due to a lack of information.
After 1 or 2 days, features of a dead body would change. So if we don't find any identification in their pockets, it will be challenging to identify them. Some are buried without identifying their features.
Dafala says most of the volunteers have fled the town and is calling on both the SAV and the RSF to respect the international law of war. He says the presence of decomposed bodies in Niala town may lead to more health and environmental problems.
It may lead to the spread of chronic diseases such as cholera, among other dangerous diseases. Unfortunately, we are facing this challenging situation amidst shortage of proper health system in the state. This is a serious disaster for our people.
Fighting between SAV and the RSF erupted on April 15 following disagreements over the integration of the paramilitary group into the National Army. The fighting has devastated Khartoum's capital and sparked what some Sudanese analysts called ethnically driven attacks in the Darfur region. The nearly 7 months of fighting have left more than 9,000 people killed and another 5.6 million forced to flee their homes, according to the United Nations. Muhammad As-Sanusi's audio was provided by Saleh Abu Alama, a local journalist in Niala town. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Juba.